What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Head to Head podcast. Today, I'm going to be re-ranking every NFL team based on their week three performance. And as usual, I'm going to be highlighting the best quarterback, the best running back, the best wide receiver, the best tight end, and the best defensive player of the week. Starting off at number 32, we have the New Orleans Saints. Now, many of you guys may be wondering why the New Orleans Saints dropped this far. Well, they lost 44-13 to a Seahawks team who I don't think is bad, but I don't think they're considered to be one of the best teams in the league at the current moment. Spencer Rattler was 28-39, 218 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. That's a decent stat line aside from the one interception he had. Alvin Kamara, 18 carries for 42 yards, really underperforming this week. Chris Olave, 10 receptions for 57 yards, also a little bit low on yards after the catch. He averaged like 5.2 yards per reception, and that is just not going to get them wins, which I know that's what they're looking for. Moving on to number 31, we have the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Tennessee Titans obviously have a young QB in Cam Ward, so I don't blame them too much for all the losses, but I think something that needs to be pointed out is that they lost 41-20 in a blowout game against the Colts. And it wasn't even like Daniel Jones and the receiving corps were really doing that much. Daniel Jones was 18 for 25, 228 yards, and one touchdown. Where the Tennessee Titans defense really struggled was stopping Jonathan Taylor. He had 17 carries, 102 yards, and three touchdowns. That is an absolutely monstrous stat line. Michael Pittman, again, also did really well. Six receptions, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Really solid performance for him. But this Titans defense could just not stop the run game. And Cam Ward was 23 for 38, 219 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Wasn't that great of a performance. It could have been better. Tony Pollard, 16 carries, 45 yards, and one touchdown. Onconwu, five receptions for 66 yards. Sorry if I butchered his name. And just like the Titans offense also didn't really perform to the standard that I was hoping they would. And I want to see Cam Ward succeed, much like I'm sure the people listening to this do, because Cam Ward is a good quarterback, and I believe he can be a very prominent player in the NFL. Moving forward to number 30, we have the New York Jets. Now, the New York Jets played the Buccaneers this week, and they actually played really well, but at the end of the day, they couldn't get the W, and so for that reason, they have dropped to number 30. And they also lost Justin Fields last week. So with Tyrod Taylor stepping in, I don't feel comfortable saying that they're going to go any further up this list because next week they have a matchup against the Dolphins. And I think they're going to lose that matchup too, just because they're without Justin Fields. They lost 27-29, which is a really close game with a top 10 team in the NFL. Tyrod Taylor, 26 for 36, 197 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Pretty solid stat line for a backup QB. Tyrod Taylor also led the team in rushing with 8 carries for 48 yards, so congrats to him. Garrett Wilson, you know, he's a stud. We love to watch him play. 10 receptions, 84 yards, and a touchdown. Garrett Wilson doing Garrett Wilson things. And I think that their performance speaks for itself. When you continue to lose games, regardless of how close they are, you will be considered one of the worst teams in the NFL. Moving forward at number 29, we have the New York Giants. Now, the New York Giants did just face a semi-tough opponent facing the Kansas City Chiefs. And I don't care who you are, when you play them, or how good your team is, it will always be a tough matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. And in my honest opinion, I think that this game could have been won by the New York Giants, except for the fact that Russell Wilson was 18 for 32, 160 yards, and two interceptions. Cam Scataboo had a pretty decent performance for a rookie, 10 carries, 60 yards, and a touchdown. He also led the team in receiving, which is another aspect of this game that they lost. They have one of the best receivers in the entire NFL in Malik Nabers, and he should have been leading this team in receiving. And he shouldn't have just led the team in receiving, but he should have led the game in receiving, meaning he should have had more receiving yards than Tyquan Thorpe. Cam Scataboo had 6 receptions for 61 yards, so really solid performance from Cam Scataboo. But we can't just be throwing moon balls all day and turning over the ball. Because when Malik Nabers is in double coverage, he's not going to be able to catch it every single time. Although he is a great player, and he's arguably one of the best wide receivers in the NFL at the current moment, I want to see Russell Wilson throw the short routes, throw the medium routes before he throws the moon ball. Just get the ball downfield, get the first down, you know, throw a few checkdowns, whether that be to Cam, Scadaboo, or one of his receivers. Moving on, at number 28, we have the Miami Dolphins. Now, the reason the Miami Dolphins moved up one spot is because they faced the number one team in the NFL, in my opinion, the Buffalo Bills. And they actually had a chance to go and win this game late. It was 20 Dolphins, then got scored on by the Bills. It was 28-21, and Tua was leading a game-tying drive. And then in the red zone, he throws an interception. But aside from that one interception, Tua had a practically flawless game. 22 for 34, 146 yards, two touchdowns, and one interception. And there were multiple fourth down plays where he threw the ball. It was mostly to Jalen Waddle, and they were making incredible plays. They kept converting a fourth down, and that's super good for them. Devon Achane, also a decent performance, 12 carries, 62 yards. Tyreek Hill led the team in receiving with 5 receptions for 49 yards and 1 touchdown. I want to see more out of Tyreek Hill, and I want him to prove that he's not just fast. I want him to prove that he belongs in the NFL because he can catch and because he can run his routes well. So hopefully Tyreek will, you know, do some more for us. Our defense did decent this game, but what I struggled with was the penalties. Penalty after penalty. On that score where the Buffalo Bills went up 28-21, it was 4th and 7, and Zach Sealer committed a roughing the kicker penalty. And that cost the Dolphins big, because if he doesn't get that score, game is 21-21. Dolphins lead a game-winning drive, not a game-tying drive. And this game would have been 21-28. And I really hope that this is a sign of the Dolphins improving, that they do get better, that they do, you know, win most of their remaining games, and that they can sneak into the playoffs. But it would take a miracle. Moving on to number 27. This may come as a shock to a few people, because in week one, this team started off really high on the list. And now they are 0-3 and have dropped to the very bottom. The Houston Texans. Now everyone's like, oh, why the Houston Texans in the same, you know, position as the Dolphins? Well, they're 0-3, and they haven't played the best opponents either. They played the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jacksonville Jaguars are not one of the best teams in the NFL by any stretch. CJ Stroud was 25 for 38, had 204 yards, one touchdown, and two interceptions. His touchdown to interception ratio was not great. You know, two interceptions is just way too many, especially considering he only had one touchdown. And Nick Chubb couldn't get anything going on the ground. 9 carries for 38 yards. Nico Collins, though, 8 receptions, 104 yards, and a touchdown. So I'm super proud of Nico Collins, because that is a heck of a stat line. And I just wish I could have seen more out of CJ Stroud. He just couldn't get anything going on the offense. That is why they are ranked at number 27. Moving forward to number 26, we have the New England Patriots. Now, last week, the New England Patriots beat the Miami Dolphins, so they moved up a little bit last week. But this week, they ended up losing to a not-so-great team, and I was hoping that they would win this game. They lost to a Steelers team who fumbled the ball 4 times. Aaron Rodgers, 16 for 23, 139 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. The New England Patriots forced 5 turnovers from the Pittsburgh Steelers, 4 of those being fumbles and one of those being an interception. Now that is great on the defensive side of the ball for the Patriots, but they were only able to score 14 points. 14 points off 5 turnovers is not great, and I think they should have been able to do more. Moving up to number 25, this team has dropped significantly in my rankings because of how bad they performed this week. They got shut out entirely by the Panthers. It was a 30-0. The Falcons lost terribly. The Falcons played the Panthers and lost 30-0. Michael Penix was 18 for 36, 172 yards, and 2 interceptions with 0 touchdowns. Bijan, now I'm shocked that this is what happened. Bijan had 13 carries, 72 yards, and 0 touchdowns as well. Now Drake London and Bijan always do decent, but for players who are as good as they are, we expect more and we know they can do more. So Bijan with only 72 yards and 0 touchdowns, that needs to change. Drake London, 5 receptions, 55 yards. Solid job by him. 11 yards per reception. I hope that he continues to keep it consistent. But they just could not score at all. And I will attribute that to their quarterback situation and hope for the best in the weeks moving forward. At number 24, we have the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, the Raiders actually didn't do too bad this week. Geno Smith looked really solid. I was shocked that he underperformed last week because I know he's a good QB. They lost 41-24 against the Commanders team who didn't even have their starting QB. Marcus Mariota was the starter. Geno Smith, 19-29, 289 yards and 3 touchdowns. Solid job by him. 0 turnovers, by the way, which is great. Christian Genti picking up the pace a little bit with 17 carries for 63 yards. Really good job. Goodness gracious, Trey Tucker took all the touchdowns. 8 receptions, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Immaculate job by Trey Tucker. But they just weren't able to get it done on the defensive side of the ball. So in the weeks moving forward, I hope that defensively they are able to have more than one sack. Because aside from Max Crosby, you know, Mad Max, their defense has pretty much nothing. Moving forward to number 23, we have the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, it is no surprise that the Chiefs are ranked this low, even though they won. They're 1-2, and they barely beat a New York Giants team that is made up almost entirely of rookies. They won 22-9, and Patrick Mahomes, he did pretty decent. Isaiah Pacheco looked below average, but Tyquan Thorne, 5 receptions, 71 yards, and a touchdown. It's pretty solid for a receiver who's not, you know, used to getting that amount of reps. He also had more receiving yards than Travis Kelce, which is interesting. Isaiah Pacheco had 10 carries, 45 yards. So, like I said, below average. Patrick Mahomes, 22 for 37, 224 yards, and 1 touchdown. I think we're starting to see that old Patrick Mahomes MVP play. He's definitely looking like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL this season, and I hope that he continues to do that. But I also hope that they continue to lose games because I can't stand watching Taylor Swift on my screen during a game. Moving forward, at number 23, we have the Chicago Bears. The Bears actually won in a big way against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, after last week, if Chicago would have lost this game, I would have ranked them 32 out of 32. But they had a blowout win against the Cowboys, 31-14. Williams was 19 for 28, 298 yards and 4 touchdowns, looking like the first round pick that the Bears drafted him to be. DeAndre Swift, 13 carries for only 33 yards, less than ideal. Luther Burden, a standout rookie who had 3 receptions, 101 yards and 1 touchdown. The efficiency there is amazing. 3 receptions to have 101 yards is almost unheard of. That's like Justin Jefferson-like stat line. So that's why the Bears are ranked at 23. Moving forward to number 22. This team has jumped up the list so far because they beat the team that I thought was the best in the NFL. It is the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns played the Green Bay Packers in what I would say was a pretty sloppy game on both sides of the ball. I was hoping to see a lot more points put up by the Green Bay Packers. And I did not expect Joe Flacco to lead the Browns to a victory, especially when he went 21 for 36, had 142 yards, and 1 interception. He had no touchdowns, so I wasn't expecting them to win. But Quinshon Judkins looking great, 18 carries, 94 yards, and a touchdown. David Njoku, solid game, 5 receptions for 40 yards. And they pulled out the win. There was a blocked field goal. Like that's how they got put in this position, which set them up for the game-winning field goal. So good job to the Cleveland Browns. Moving forward at 21, this team could drop significantly, and they probably should within the next few weeks. It is the Dallas Cowboys. I think that with the injuries, because CeeDee Lamb did get an ankle injury in this game, it was difficult for Dak to rely on certain people. But he had a pretty solid stat line. 31 for 40, 251 yards, 1 touchdown, and 2 interceptions. His accuracy was great, but he turned the ball over way too much. 2 interceptions is the difference between them winning and them losing this game. Javonte Williams, 10 carries, 76 yards, again, this guy's come out of nowhere and he's showing us that he's a great running back. Jake Ferguson, 13 receptions, 82 yards. Good job by the veteran. I hope to see the Dallas Cowboys pick up the pace later on in the season because they were honestly, in my opinion, a playoff contending team at the beginning of the season, and now they have dropped significantly. Moving forward to number 20, we have the Cincinnati Bengals. Now, this team, I can guarantee you, will drop down this list because they're without Joe Burrow for the remainder of the season. In my opinion, Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the NFL. And they didn't just lose, they lost in an embarrassing fashion, 10-48 to the Minnesota Vikings. Jake Browning, again, this week, super turnover prone. He was 19 for 27, 140 yards, one touchdown and two interceptions. In the past 2 weeks, he's turned the ball over seven times. That is quite a lot. Samaj Perrin had four carries for 21 yards, which isn't bad, but maybe they should hand him the ball a little bit more. Jamar Chase doing Jamar Chase things, averaging 10 yards a reception, five receptions for 50 yards. But if Joe Burrow was there, I still think they would have lost because their defense cannot stop anyone from scoring. Moving forward to number 19, we have another team that has shot up this list. It is the Carolina Panthers. Now, the reason the Carolina Panthers have moved so far up is because I am very high on the Atlanta Falcons and the talent that they have. So to see them completely shut out, allowing 0 points, is what told me that I needed to put them higher on this list and that we've been undervaluing them so far this season. Bryce Young, 16 for 24, 121 yards, you know, no touchdowns, but he also had no turnovers. He was efficient in leading the offense. Chuba Hubbard, 17 carries, 73 yards, no touchdowns. Tedrone McMillan, three receptions, 48 yards, and no touchdowns. If you guys will notice something, the Panthers barely scored on offense. Most of their touchdowns came on the defensive side of the ball. Absolutely incredible job by the Carolina Panthers. Moving forward to number 18, we have the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars moved up this list because they beat a good team this week. They didn't just, you know, sneak by. They beat the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans have a very good defense, so for anybody to go out there and beat them, it's a good thing. And two, it says a lot about your team. Trevor Lawrence, 20 for 40, 222 yards, and one interception. So moving forward, I want Trevor Lawrence to not turn the ball over so much. Travis Etienne Jr., 16 carries, 56 yards, and one touchdown. Great job by him. Brenton Strange leading the team in receiving with six receptions for 61 yards. And they pulled this game out. They won 17-10. So clearly they got the job done, even though that statistically they didn't have the best showing. Moving forward to number 16, we have the Arizona Cardinals. Now the Arizona Cardinals are a team that each week I say the same thing. I think they can drop. And, you know, honestly, I'm starting to think that maybe they should be higher on the list. They played the undefeated San Francisco 49ers. They were both 2-0 going into this game. Kyler Murray was 22 for 35, 159 yards and one touchdown. Solid job by the veteran. Trey Benson, 10 carries, 42 yards. We need to see him pick it up because rushing is a big part of the game. It's probably used the most, especially for the Arizona Cardinals, considering they have a dual threat quarterback who likes to run the ball a lot. So I hope that their running back room has a conversation and that they start to use those running backs more effectively. Leading the team in receiving was Marvin Harrison Jr., three receptions for 44 yards. I hope that they get his target rate up because from week one, I've seen a difference in Marvin Harrison Jr. and I think he can become a star wide receiver in the NFL. Moving forward to number 15, we have the Minnesota Vikings who absolutely crushed the Bengals. They beat the Bengals 48-10, which if you ask me, that is an insane stat, even if the team's defense is not good. Carson Wentz was the starting QB this week over JJ McCarthy. He went 14 for 20, 173 yards and two touchdowns. Solid stat line. Jordan Mason, 16 carries, 116 yards and two touchdowns. Absolutely incredible job by Jordan Mason. Justin Jefferson doing Justin Jefferson things, five receptions for 75 yards. Justin Jefferson finds a way to make it work. So solid job by the Vikings. You guys have been moving up and not just in my rankings, but also in my mind. I'm starting to see the team that I I thought you guys were week one despite the loss in week two. Moving forward to the playoff possibilities, we have the Steelers. Now, the Steelers played the Patriots and they didn't do all that good of a job of protecting the ball. Fumbled it four times, threw an interception. They had so many turnovers and that is what cost teams games. So if that continues to be a problem in the future, they probably will lose a lot more games. But aside from that, they did pretty solid. Aaron Rodgers, 16 for 23, 139 yards, two touchdowns and a singular interception. Jaylen Warren, I would have hoped to see more from him. He had 18 carries for 47 yards, but he also led the team in receiving with five receptions for 34 yards. But that comes at a cost because it says a lot about their receiving core. They have DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Geno Smith. They have a great receiving core, and I think that they're underusing their receivers. So I hope that there's a way that this coaching staff plugs them into the game a little bit better. Moving forward onto number 13, we have the Seattle Seahawks, who absolutely decimated the Saints. They beat the Saints 44-13 with Sam Darnold leading the charge. 14 for 18, 218 yards and two touchdowns. That is near perfect accuracy. No turnovers, just a great leader on the field. Kenneth Walker also having a pretty good game, 16 carries for 38 yards, two touchdowns. Aside from the low amount of yardage that he had, I think that's a really solid stat line. Jackson Smith and Jigba, five receptions for 96 yards and one touchdown. Absolutely stunning game. I hope he continues to perform to that level because the Seattle Seahawks look like a playoff contending team. Moving forward to number 12, we have the Washington Commanders. Now, the Washington Commanders did do really well this week, but they are without Jaden Daniels. So, moving forward, I think they will drop, but for now, they did beat the Raiders 41-24, so that keeps them in the conversation of the playoffs. But since Jaden Daniels is out, Marcus Mariota led the team. He went 15 for 21, had 207 yards, one touchdown. Jeremy McNichols, four carries, 78 yards and a touchdown. A great job by him. Terry McLaurin, three receptions for 74 yards. Great job by Terry McLaurin of being efficient because, you know, he has a low target rate because this is a run-heavy offense. Good job to the Washington Commanders and being ranked number 12th overall out of a 32 team. Moving forward to number 11, I have the Denver Broncos. And many of you might be wondering why they're ranked high even though they're 1-2. Well, their schedule hasn't exactly been the easiest. And they just played one of the top four teams in the entire NFL, the Los Angeles Chargers. They lost 20-23. So it was a really close game. Bo Nix, 14 for 25, 153 yards and one touchdown. Not the most accurate game, but it was a pretty solid stat line. He didn't turn the ball over at all. J.K. Dobbins, 11 carries, 83 yards and a touchdown. Great job by him. But where I'm most impressed is the receiving core. Cortland Sutton had six receptions, 118 yards and a touchdown. Absolutely great job by him. I hope to see you guys in the playoffs. You guys need to close out these games because if you can't win the close games, you won't be able to get to the playoffs. And I think that since you guys are already 1-2, you guys need to be very careful and be very decisive about how the next, you know, few games go. And then we'll see what happens from there. Moving forward at number 10, this might come as a shocker, but I have the Baltimore Ravens. Now, the Baltimore Ravens had, you know, the hardest matchup this week against the Lions. And I think that the Lions are also a very good team in the NFL too. Lamar Jackson, 21 for 27, 288 yards and three touchdowns. One of the best quarterbacks this week. Derrick Henry. Now this has been an ongoing conversation for the past few weeks. Derrick Henry has fumbled three times in three games and he's very hard on himself about it. So I'm not going to apply any more pressure to what he's already under. Derrick Henry, 12 carries, 50 yards and a touchdown. It's a solid stat line aside from the fumbles that he claims cost them the game and he's very remorseful about it. But this is Derrick Henry at the end of the day. We know that next week he's going to come back better and stronger and he's going to prove why he is King Henry. Mark Andrews, great game. Six receptions, 91 yards and two touchdowns. Great job by him. Moving forward at number 9, we have the Los Angeles Rams. Now the Los Angeles Rams had what I think is the second hardest matchup of the week playing the Eagles. The Rams had a huge chance to win this game. Matthew Stafford, 19 for 33, 196 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Kyren Williams, 20 carries, 94 yards. Solid game from him. Puka Nacua doing Puka Nacua things with 112 yards on 11 receptions. What cost them this game wasn't their offense, it wasn't their turnovers, and it wasn't their defense. It was their special teams. With 2 seconds left on the clock in the game, the Eagles blocked a field goal by the Los Angeles Rams and returned it for a touchdown. That, in my opinion, the Eagles should drop down the list for that. But the Rams don't deserve to drop, so I'm not going to penalize the Rams too much because they still are a great team. They're still 2-1. This season is young, so they can still get into the playoffs and even potentially become a Super Bowl contender. Moving forward, at number 8, I have the Green Bay Packers. I have no idea what to say about this game. They played who I think is the worst team in the NFL in the Cleveland Browns, and they looked pretty solid up until the end of the game. They were up 10-0, and then somehow the Browns came back and won 13-10. Jordan Love was 18 for 25, 183 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Like I said, aside from the turnover, he had a solid stat line. Josh Jacobs, 16 carries for 30 yards. So the Browns did do a good job of shutting down the run game. Matthew Golden, looking like a very smart pick for the Green Bay Packers, 4 receptions and 52 yards. But again, at the end of the day, you're trying to win. And if you don't win, you will drop down the list. Moving forward, we have the Indianapolis Colts at number 7. The Indianapolis Colts did a really good job of shutting down the Tennessee Titans this week. They won 4-20. Daniel Jones, 18 for 25, 228 yards, and 1 touchdown. I don't know why, but when players leave the Giants, they do so much better. So I don't know if that means that every player that the Giants have is really good and that their general managing is terrible. But so far, Saquon left, the Giants wins the Super Bowl. Daniel Jones leaves the Giants and becomes a top 5 QB in the entire NFL. Jonathan Taylor, I'll say it right now, was the best running back of this week. 17 carries, 102 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Absolutely monster wrist stat line. Michael Pittman Jr., 6 receptions, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Everyone looked really good, and they got the win, moving up to 3-0. Moving on to number 6, I have the San Francisco 49ers. The San Francisco 49ers played a decent team in the Arizona Cardinals, and they just barely pulled off a win. Mac Jones, 27 for 41, 284 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. That's not a bad stat line. I was hoping to see a little bit more accuracy and more touchdowns, but at the end of the day, they got the win. Christian McCaffrey, 17 carries, 52 yards. This is CMC. He is one of the best running backs in the league. And as one of the best running backs in the league, when you only put up 52 yards on the ground, it raises a few questions. Am I worried? Not at all. He's CMC and he's considered a receiving back. So whatever he doesn't have in the running game, he makes up for in the receiving game. Ricky Purcell looking absolutely incredible with 8 receptions for 117 yards. Good job, Ricky Purcell, and good job, San Francisco, for getting the win, moving up to 3-0. Moving on to number 5, I have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were in a very close game against the Jets, and the Jets are not a great team, so this is why they are not in the top 4, otherwise known as the Super Bowl contenders. Baker Mayfield, 19 for 29, 233 yards, and a touchdown. Not a bad job by him. Good job not turning the ball over. Bucky Irving, 25 carries, 66 yards. Good job. The rookie, he continues to prove why he is one of the best rookies in this year's draft class. 6 receptions, 5 yards. Great job by him. I hope that moving forward, this team not only improves, but sustains their legacy, because Mike Evans was injured in this game, and that could play a big role in how the next few games go for them. It could determine whether or not they win or lose games, because Mike Evans had a very big role in this win. He had a contested catch that was a touchdown. Moving forward to number 4, these are the Super Bowl contenders. And the first one I have is the Lions. Now, the Lions played the Ravens, and this game was super close all the way through. The Lions ended up winning 38-30. And we all know that the Ravens are one of the best teams in the NFL. So for the Lions to get this win is just huge. Jared Goff was 20 for 28, 202 yards and one touchdown, not turning the ball over at all. David Montgomery having what could have been honestly the second best or even the best running back performance of the week. 12 carries, 151 yards, and two touchdowns. And then, of course, leading in the receiving room is Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7 receptions, 77 yards, and a touchdown, all while pulling out the win. Great job to the Detroit Lions in being the first Super Bowl contending team. Moving on to number 3. Any guesses? Well, if you said the Chargers, you are correct. The Chargers beat the Broncos 23-20, and it is no surprise that the Broncos have one of the best defenses in the league, so this says a whole lot about Justin Herbert and the Chargers. Justin Herbert was 28 for 47, 300 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. Aside from that one interception, this is a great game. And I said it last week, the rushing room needs to improve. And Amari Hampton went and did just that. 19 carries, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Great way to do exactly what you need to do to get the win. Quentin Johnson, 6 receptions, 89 yards. He continues to prove week after week that he is improving and that he's gotten a lot better since the Chargers have drafted him. So kudos to the Chargers and great job being a top 3 team in the NFL. Moving forward to number 2, I have the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, the Philadelphia Eagles make a strong case for number 1, but I will say that because of how close the game was against the Rams, although it is a big win, the Rams should have won this game. They had an easy field goal, and they whiffed it. It was a blocked field goal, so great job by the Eagles' defense. I'm not going to discredit them, but this game was too close for comfort, and that's why I'm not putting them at number 1. Jalen Hurts, 21 for 32, 226 yards and 3 touchdowns. One of the better stat lines by a QB this week. Saquon Barkley, 18 carries for 46 yards. I want to see Saquon Barkley pick up the pace because we all know he's a great running back. But 46 yards, that's not a Saquon Barkley stat line. That's not even a top 10 running back stat line. And A.J. Brown coming out of nowhere with 6 receptions for 109 yards and 1 touchdown. This is the A.J. Brown we all know and love, and I hope he continues to play this way throughout the rest of the season. Finally, moving on to number 1, the team that I think is the best team in the NFL is the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Buffalo Bills didn't have a very difficult game this week. They played the Miami Dolphins, and just like the Eagles, it was a little too close for comfort. They beat the Dolphins 31-21 on Thursday night. Josh Allen played incredible, 22 for 28, very accurate, 213 yards, which is decent, and 3 touchdowns. James Cook also having a great game, 19 carries, 108 yards, and 1 touchdown. I was shocked that James Cook did this well because Miami's front 7, I think, is one of the better ones in the league, at least on paper. But clearly in the game, they haven't been able to stop the run like we thought they would. Dalton Kincaid also having a great game, 5 receptions, 66 yards, and 1 touchdown. This is my 32 NFL team ranking. I gave you my opinions, my thoughts, and my reasons why I think every team is ranked where they are ranked. Now, for the part you've all been waiting for, the QB of the week, the running back of the week, the wide receiver of the week, the tight end of the week, and the defensive player of the week. For QB of the week, it is Lamar Jackson. And many of you may be wondering why I'm picking Lamar Jackson. And I'll tell you why. He had 3 touchdowns on 21 for 27, so he was very accurate, almost broke 300 yards, 280 yards, and 3 touchdowns, 0 turnovers, even though he fumbled on the goal line, which cost him this game. But he still kept everything close. He didn't give up in the end either. So QB of the week goes to Lamar Jackson. For the running back of the week, there were 2 really close contenders for this spot. But the one that I picked was ultimately Jonathan Taylor from the Colts. He had 17 carries, 102 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Absolutely monstrous stat line. He had the most touchdowns on a very low amount of carries at least opposed to the workload that he was putting in. So the running back of the week is Jonathan Taylor. Receiver of the week. Now, this one was iffy. There were so many different styles from last week. Last week, we saw a lot of the good receivers do what we know they can do. But this week, wide receiver of the week goes to Trey Tucker of the Raiders. 8 receptions, 145 yards, and 3 touchdowns. I think it was undeniable that he was the best wide receiver this week because he put in work for only 8 receptions to have 140 yards is super efficient and 3 touchdowns. He outscored every other receiver in the league as well. So great job to Trey Tucker. Tight end of the week goes to Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry was super efficient. He had 8 receptions for 90 yards and 2 touchdowns. Not the greatest stat line we've seen all year, but this week he was the best tight end. Moving on to the defensive player of the week. Defensive player of the week could have gone multiple different ways because there are so many great defensive efforts this week. But the one that I picked is Isaiah Rodgers. Isaiah Rodgers had the best defensive performance of the week, winning NFC Defensive Player of the Week after recording 2 touchdowns, a pick 6 and a scoop and score, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 pass deflections in the Vikings' dominant win over the Bengals, 48-10. His performance included an 87-yard interception return for a touchdown and a 66-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown, making him the first NFL player with both types of long scores in the same game. Great job by each of the best players of the week.